Jesus referred to himself in many different ways, with his disciples and in his teaching. He talked about being the bread of life, the living water, the way, the truth, and the life. And as we've heard read, he talked about being the light of the world. And we refer to, or we read about this light coming into the world and God showing himself to us, revealing himself to us in ways that mankind had never experienced before, before Jesus came. And to all who did receive him, this light, Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And it was those that we read in Isaiah 9 who were walking in darkness but have had the light shine on them. And we can all relate to that. In a very practical way, we all know what it's like to be in darkness and turn on a light and have a light come on and illuminate things, and it reveals things, it shows us things, it shows us the path, it shows us what our surroundings are. But in a greater sense, I think we've all experienced that. We've had the light shine on us. We've had the Word of God read to us this evening, and that's the light shining onto us, into our hearts. The psalmist talks of the Word. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And so we know what it's like to have the light shine onto us. And as Kim read, we can even push that a little bit further, can't we? She read from Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus talked about, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Now that's a little interesting, right? Because we've just been reading about how Jesus is the light of the world. So how can we too be the light of the world? Well, you see, it's that light that shone on us also shines in us and then through us. So it's not our own light that we are shining when Jesus says, you are the light of the world. It's his light. He is the true light, the light that was coming into the world. And the amazing thing is that he not only shines on us, revealing himself to us, but then he shines in our hearts and shines through us so that we can be these lights in this world. As Kim was demonstrating so well with the children, as the light, the flame gets passed from one candle to another and then starts to spread and starts to light up the room, or maybe just the front. So yeah, it illuminates a little bit. And as we apply that in a spiritual way, we see that Jesus shines in us. And you know, this we talk about this at Christmas. This is the Christmas spirit. This is the Christmas message, that the light of the world has come into this world, and now he shines through his people. And at Christmas time, I like to try to focus not only on a manger, but focus on the life of our Savior and the death of our Savior, and certainly his resurrection as he suffered and died for us. And we heard some of the scriptures referring to that as well. And that's the whole gospel story, isn't it? Yes, Jesus was born, and we love to celebrate that. And it's such the nativity is just such a beautiful event and scene to reflect on, and it brings such peace. Whenever there's a child involved, it is just such a precious thing. Let's also not forget the whole story of Jesus, the whole gospel story, and that's the light that shines in our hearts and shines through us, that we can bear that light, we can shine that light into this world as God calls us to do. I was reading in John 1 there, and if we go a little further in John, in chapter 8, Jesus says here in verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This isn't just a light to show people truth, and it is certainly that, the light that we shine. It's a light to help people know God and help them follow him and help them have life in him. And so I like to try to push this in a little bit, and we see the light shining on us, in us, and through us, and maybe what does that look like when this light shines through us? And we heard some reading from 1 John, but I want to go back there. He talks a lot about love, and I think this is appropriate during this season. So in 1 John chapter 2, starting at verse 7, he says, "Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling." You see, when we talk about this light, the light of Christ, the light of Jesus shining on us, illuminating, lighting our path, and shining in us, just showing us life, revealing the Father to us, revealing gospel salvation in Jesus Christ, and then shining through us where we can bring that message to a dark world. A great way to do that is love. Love is what had God send his Son in the first place, right? We know that verse, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave us his Son. It's love that had Jesus go to the cross. This life, or this love by which he laid his life down. And we are called to do the same. And as the light shines in us and through us, may we let that light shine in our love. Our love for God, right? That vertical love up and down, or certainly going up as we seek to love God, and then loving one another. And oftentimes the Bible puts those right together. There isn't a whole lot of difference. If we can't love each other, then how are we supposed to love God? And let me just end by reading from 1 Corinthians. And this maybe isn't a common Christmas passage. You often hear this read at weddings. But 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speaks of love, and this is a very selfless love. And as I challenge us, all of us, to live in love and celebrate this Christmas in love, I think first and foremost we're called to do that in a very selfless way, putting others first. And here's what we read about love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. I pray that we would allow that light to shine on us, to light our paths. Let God's word direct you as you celebrate Christmas, as we close out a year and start a new one. Let's let God's word illuminate us and shine and shine on us. Let's also let God's word shine in us to breathe life into us. And where you are feeling dead or stagnant or where you are frustrated, let God's word speak into that and give you direction and give you life and give you energy for the purposes that he has for you. And then certainly please let God's love shine through you in the way that you love others, the way that you love God, putting others first, putting God first, certainly ahead of ourselves. And to illustrate that, I'm going to ask you to take out your lights, and I know this is the moment you've all been waiting for, and we're going to shine our lights. Let those lights just illuminate, and it's just such a beautiful way to represent the light of the gospel, the light of the world, Jesus shining on us, in us, and through us. And so we're gonna sing one more song here, Joy to the World. Let your light shine as you sing this song, and let's celebrate God's coming in his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to shine light in us, on us, and through us.